one of three things can happen that would bring the bill to the floor of the House. One is a petition with 21 signatures on it, which Representative Schwarzkopf suggested we do 2 years ago, and when we started to do it, he changed his mind on that. I think when he realized we had 21 people who would sign it, and so he started telling people not to sign it. So that's one option. That's the option, actually, under Delaware law, for a bill that has been in committee for more than 12 days. The other option is to move to suspend all necessary rules to bring the bill to the floor right out of committee. And I know the Speaker Schwarzkopf has said that that's never been done or something, but actually I did it to get the open government bill out of committee where it had been stuck for 7 years. So it has been done in recent times because I was the one who did it. And the third option, of course, is to try to get a committee member to vote the bill out, even if they voted out unfavorably, which is always an option. So there are three options, and we're going to work all three.
We did it on my side of the aisle up here. We did a survey, a very unofficial survey, but it showed just about exactly what the national results were of people against the death penalty, and it was 64%. Now, that was 2 years ago when we did our survey in Delaware, and it just matches what the project has shown throughout Delaware and the national average. So, you know, I just don't get it. It was disappointing. It's an issue that I've had strong feelings about since I was actually a teenager. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense to me when you're looking at a life, and that person, they may very well be innocent, that we're condemning to death. There's not a 100% guarantee on the death penalty. And everybody says, you know, you've got DNA evidence today. Well, you know, there's not a lot of crimes where there's any DNA evidence left behind. DNA evidence has shown a lot of people that were sitting on death row that were actually innocent and are now away from prison altogether. But how many people have we got sitting on death row or actually were executed that were actually innocent? And that's what I think we as a society have to keep foremost in our mind, is that we're not any worse than the worst criminal. We want to be better than that as a society. And I think that may be what that committee over in the House forgot.